or the divorce.
Well, you were kind of summarizing, though, which is always good for us to have, like, a proper ending, you know? So when I was suggesting that maybe you... you were saying it was really hard. And I think you were about to say it was really hard, but it was worth it. You know what I mean? Like, something that makes it... I don't know.
Well, it was very, very difficult, the divorce process, because it took 7 years. And I tried to make things as normal for the kids as I could. So I would drive them, you know, to school 40 miles away from home. At that time, John was potty training, so he'd be in the car, I've got to go. So I'd be pulling over and letting him tinkle outside the car. The hard part for me was the divorce took so long, and I had no family there, no help. It was seriously insanity. And Mike tried to make it, even though he wanted all those children, he tried to make it as hard as he possibly could. And he would fight for visitation, but then not take any of it. Or he'd take the kids and then bring them back, you know, 2 hours later, whether there was someone there or not. And so I really felt like, gosh, this sole responsibility for this family is on me.
When I said it was difficult, but it was worth it, I meant the having of the kids, though. Did you, I mean, because you were in this tumultuous, challenging, at least, difficult, at least, marriage, you know, but you obviously must have had very strong love for Mike to, you know, keep having children with him, and or at least some sort of optimism about the marriage.
I had a very strong love for Mike. I truly was very deeply in love with him. I think Mike was not in love with himself. And so I kept trying to give him things that would then make him happy. If he wanted another baby, maybe then he'll be happy. If we built a big house, maybe then he'll be happy. But people who aren't happy with themselves are just not going to be happy no matter what you give them. But I was very thrilled to have the children. And it's even in my later years in life, although I'm only 62, having them as best friends is truly awesome.
I think that's a good ending statement. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Mom.
Sure.